Imogen Heap, Hide and Seek. On 91.3 WYSO, it is 11 minutes after 12 o'clock, and it is my definite pleasure to welcome to the studio one of my favorite sort of purveyors and promoters of all things good and natural. She's heads up the Tecumseh Land Trust, and she's become a friend of the show. She's Krista McGaw. Krista, welcome back.
Oh, Nikki, it's great to be here. Always fun to be with you. And this is an exciting time of year for us.
It is. We are just about up to the your silent auction. It's a silent auction and a live auction.
And live, yeah.
It's all going on. You've seemed to have found a home up there at the Hollenbeck Bailey Creative Arts and Conference Center in Springfield, Ohio, right there in downtown. Lots of really wonderful things coming together. The 25th anniversary of the Land Trust?
Yes, it is.
That's remarkable.
Yep. And our big accomplishment this year was wrapping up the preservation of Glen Helen Nature Preserve.
And when you say wrap it up, there's a process
that
the Tecumseh Land Trust could be seen as shepherds for people that would like to see green spaces and areas around our mini acreages of farms be sort of kept forever preserved. Can you describe what that process is and what we get from it? And then finally, what we've won with the Glen?
Well, a landowner has to want to preserve their land in order for us to work with them. It's completely voluntary. And some people don't want to preserve their land. Maybe it doesn't make any sense for them to in terms of where it is or their history of the land, the nature of the land. But there's quite a few people who own a really unique natural property, maybe with some rare endangered plants, animals, birds on it. And then other people who own farmland. Sometimes those are family farms that have been in the family 100 years or even 200 years in some instances.
Wow.
And so those folks are basically exercising their property rights to limit the future development of the land, to permit the land to continue in either its natural state or to be used for agriculture. And, of course, we know agriculture is always changing, and so we have to have good latitude in the actual legal document that we use to lay out the owner's intent. It's called a conservation easement, and it's recorded with the county courthouse.
Can you actually describe easement for me? It's a legal term that I understand the gist of it, but like you have an easement for driveways and things to access places. What does easement mean?
Well, it has to do with your bundle of property rights that go together. And so often you think of a utility easement as giving access to the utility company to trim trees near utility lines or to use a road to get to some sort of a utility site. In this case, basically what the landowner is doing is taking away certain potential uses of the land through an easement. And they're making an agreement with us that we will watch out over that property with future owners as well. So it's a permanent
condition. It transfers with a sale, should the land sell.
Yeah. Or if it's passed on to a family member. Mm-hmm. And once we've got this conservation easement worked out, so we make sure that we've got the reserve rights for the landowner to do the things that they want and need to do and that make the land logical to continue as working land, then we come back once a year and get in touch and say, hey, time for your annual visit. We've got some very nice people who do that work for us, who are really knowledgeable about forestry and agriculture and the natural world. And they try to get the landowner out to walk with them just to kind of make observations about what's changed, natural changes or man-made changes. You know, we finally got around to replacing that barn that got blown down 3 years ago, you know. And then we do a little pictorial history of the property as well. well. And a very nice listing of the natural attributes. We had one of our farms on the Jacoby that has an easement on it. So it's about half natural, lovely old home on the property. It sold within this year. And a lovely family from the Dayton area came and are really enjoying being out there and kind of, you know, they appreciated having that whole history, you know,
nice.
having this information about the land and a little bit of basically this, because this was an easement that was donated in late 2001. That's several years of information, really, that we've got about what sort of has changed with the land, how the creek is doing and that kind of stuff. And
beautiful.
So it's whenever land turns over, obviously, then is the point that we want to make sure the landowner entirely or the potential buyer entirely understands what's going on and who we are. And realtors in the area have really been great to work with. They, you know, we get them the details of the particular conservation easement on the property. We help advertise usually.
Nice.
Because there are people that are looking for special conservation properties in this area. We've really, really got some beautiful places with the Little Miami Valley and then the Mad River up in Clark County going into the Great Miami. And so we do give a little help, hopefully add a little value for these properties to continue to be appreciated.
We're speaking with Kristen McGaw, who is the executive director of the Tecumseh Land Trust. And this is on the sort of eve, if you will. It's a week from tomorrow, Friday, mm-hmm. September 18th, the Tecumseh Land Trust auction 2015, which will also be a part of the 25th year of this amazing initiative. The silent auction starts at 6 o'clock, goes from 6 to 7:45. The live auction begins at 8. You can find out how to get some tickets at TecumsehLandTrust.org. Notice that. Not com. This is not a for-profit enterprise.
Not for-profit.
TecumsehLandTrust.org. That's just one word all together there. And there are links to tickets. The early bird discount expires tomorrow evening. So
midnight
if you're
on
thinking
Friday.
About it,
that's right.
Now's
midnight
the time.
Friday. Yeah, get that early bird price.
So,
definitely.
So all of these amazing. There's two tickets to anywhere on Southwest. There's a Moroccan dinner for 10 prepared in your home. There's a double bottom plow, a 1930s maple leaf quilt. All of these just amazing things. But all of this is just to, well, maybe in one part, gather those that believe in this wonderful sort of effort and this initiative, but also to raise money to keep this going in perpetuity. So when we think, describe this amazing sort of finishing of a chapter that has happened at Glen Helen.
Sure, sure. Well, one thing just to say in terms of our whole process is that, as you pointed out, we're a nonprofit organization. We're a membership organization. And our two-thirds to three-quarters of our operating budget every year comes directly from member contributions and fundraisers.
That's kind of like, you know, public radio.
It kind of.
Those who benefit from it need to, you know, yeah.
Kind of. Mm-hmm. And we have so many wonderful friends. This has been a great year. We've gotten some new volunteers and new contributors that have made a real difference. Among the fundraisers we've had so far this year is our local foods dinner at the Winds, which is absolutely wonderful. And Mariano Rios cooked beef that was grass-fed beef that was donated to the auction by one of our landowners, Bill McCullough.
Aww.
So that was lovely. But it was graced by our first ever landscape painting exhibit, which was curated by Jennifer Rosengarten, who's a wonderful artist in the area. And she collected 25 artists who, some of whom actually don't live here, but have come here to paint.
Not surprising, because it is so beautiful. This part of this state is absolutely gorgeous.
And the paintings were all of protected properties. So it's wonderful. We just took that show down, but we sold 12 of those paintings. And the artists were generous to donate half the proceeds to the land trust.
Just amazing.
And then we've got the big one coming up, of course. This auction is really our biggest of the fundraising events. The Glen Helen easement is the culmination of 9 years of work. And it came on our 25th year. I hoped that it would come on our 22nd year or 23rd or 24th
right.
year.
But still.
But it was five funding sources that we wove together. We had a change in management in terms of who owned the Glen with the university and the college and the new university
right.
and then the college again. And
I didn't even think about how that would affect the work of the Tecumseh Land Trust. Right, of course.
It was
of course.
A changing cast of characters, mm-hmm. but really people took the high road. They wanted to do the right thing. And as much as the college and university need money, it really is wonderful. The result is that there's almost $3 million that has gone into endowment funds at the Dayton Foundation to benefit Glen Helen forever.
Forever.
And it's so just a fantastic result because obviously a nature preserve that has a lot of human use mm-hmm. Takes a lot of care to make that available to people. That's a very expensive proposition. And we certainly had to take action once we found that there was some vulnerability, that land really wasn't tied up. As it had been gifted and purchased by the college over the years, there was every good intent, really, to preserve it. But the fact was that there was really almost no legal protection place.
But now
we've got up-to-date conservation easement documents that we will be able to monitor on an annual basis. We'll stay in close contact with the Glen. They're a wonderful partner for mm-hmm. us. There's lots of events we do there, including our winter solstice poetry reading that'll be coming up in December. And we hope to do even more, to expand more in terms of easy-to-access offerings for families and kids and that kind of thing.
Great.
It was always kind of the soul of our land trust because this is where we started here in Miami Township of Greene County.
We're talking with Kristen McGaugh. She is the executive director of Tecumseh Land Trust. Their big auction, big opportunity to come out and commune with the with others who love nature and love the mission of this great organization in our Miami Valley. It is a week from tomorrow. That'll be Friday, September 18th. Doors open at 6. That's when the silent auction gets underway. It goes up until just about 8 o'clock when the live auction begins. And you can find out how to get tickets at TecumsehLandTrust.org. We'll have a pair of tickets to give away for Thursday Threads after the 1 o'clock news.
That's great.
So stay tuned for that. Again, it's TecumsehLandTrust.org. You can call the office. It's a local Yellow Springs number, 767-9490. That's local 767-9490. You came in here with a box.
I did.
At first, I thought it was for me. I was all excited. I tease. It's beautiful. And tell us that you had just swung by to pick this up. So many people donating.
I just came by Staley's Mill and Distillery up around New Carlisle. And it's a new find for me. I'd sort of heard tell there was the oldest distillery west of the Appalachians, I've been told. These folks have had this farm for 200 years, and I believe that their existing, still functioning mill was built in 1818.
Oh.
The family's continued to own the place. It's on the National Register also. It's absolutely beautiful. It's pretty accessible, really, from Route 70. It's like maybe 8 miles up 201 from there. But we've got a couple things. For one thing, we've got a bottle of their aged rye whiskey. I have tasted their not aged rye whiskey, which was really, really great. So I'm thinking it's kind of an exciting thing for somebody that wants to have a little taste of history.
It comes with a box and a glass.
And then we've got also the gift box, which includes two tours, and that includes tasting.
Oh, I see. So you can get a tour.
You can get a tour for you and a friend. And this is put together in this beautiful old cigar box. This is such a creative group that are up there getting this thing going again. They've got a cigar stuck in there. They've got a little flask and some maple syrup from their farm and a a beautiful glass. And I really think anybody that is into history in the area will enjoy it as much as I did to visit up there.
So that'll be one of the items.
That's
and
one,
you've got
a couple of
sheets
items, yeah.
of you have pages there. And this is all people who believe in what you're doing and is sort of giving of themselves, of their businesses, of their time, of their services to help in this effort.
It was so exciting to me. We've got one new item this year, 3 acres of wildflower seeds, most of them perennial, put together to attract pollinators.
Oh, so, everyone needs that.
Well, if somebody's been thinking about converting a hayfield or they want to clean
nice.
Up an area or something like that, a young man who's come to our auction many times who works for Bayer Crop Science said, you know, I've been meaning to call you. They have got this program that just seems like it really fits with what the Land Trust does. Bayer is really trying to do what it can to help those pollinators because everybody knows there's problems. There's threats to them, and they have a Feed a Bee website that I would urge anybody to because they will send you small quantities of wildflowers for, you
nice.
Know, home use and that kind of thing. But this is basically a 3-year program that a landowner can get for free at our auction, 3 years of seeds for 3 acres.
Wow.
So you really ought to have a nicely instituted wildflower meadow at that point.
Whoever ends this will actually be doing a service for all of us
Oh, it's so true. It's so true.
Yeah.
And it's just wonderful that we had this great supporter who thought of us and made that connection, and it was amazing. We've got some other things that are new or return too. We've got this antique spool bed you can see on our website, and we do have early bidding on some of the items this year. This is kind of different, trying it out. On some of our live auction items, like the spool bed, like OSU football tickets for October 10th, which is homecoming game.
So this will basically determine the opening bid then.
It does.
Right.
It does.
Okay.
And if a bidder wants to go on absentee, then we just need to know by the end of the day next Thursday, the 17th, that they want to have a substitute bidder in place.
Okay.
And we've got volunteers recruited who will bid for them. So we will, you know, find out from them how far they might want to go on an item, and we'll bid for them.
And all these details available at TecumsehLandTrust.org.
They sure are.
That'll be all there. List quickly a few more of these amazing opportunities here.
Well, we're doing a progressive dinner here in Yellow Springs at 3, I think, interesting houses. One of them mine, which is the old Baptist Church on Xenia Avenue, and one of them, Jane Baker's, just beautiful art collection in her house on Stanford, I think. And then the Lapides Lynch home, which is both modern and encloses a antique property on Limestone Street.
I've seen that.
Just stunning. Oh,
yeah.
It's absolutely wonderful. So we're going to start out with appetizers at Maureen and Richard's house and go on to Jane's for the main course. And she's an amazing cook. And then end up in my part of the neighborhood for dessert. And it's just been so much fun. We've done that for 8 people. And it's once you park, you can just walk around the neighborhood and have a lovely evening. So that's one that's exciting. We've done something like that before, but not for a little while. We've also got a fly fishing trip this year for the first time, which I'm real excited, and a fly tying lesson. So that's real fun. Also a new one, a 1-month deluxe membership at Antioch College Wellness Center.
Hey.
So if you've been thinking about it, you know, and you think you might like to try it for a month, you can just give it a try. And
fabulous
see
facility.
What you think about
a great
it.
Way to check it out.
It really is.
Also, I see a 1-week stay at the Adisto Beach, South Carolina vacation home. That's there's a lot, a big variety of things.
Yeah, we've had a little
available.
Early action on that
on
one.
On that one.
We have gotten such great reviews for that in the past. We've also got a Red River Gorge stay, and wrapped into that one, we've got tickets to Keeneland to their races during their season in October. and hiking stick and gift certificate to a local restaurant. So that could be, you know, a nice little getaway for somebody.
There's a lot here and a lot to be done, a lot of good to be done with this event. Again, it's the Tecumseh Land Trust Auction 2015. It is a week from tomorrow. That's Friday, September 18th. Doors open at 6, and that's when the silent auction begins. That runs through 7:45, and they close it down. And then at 8 o'clock, the live auction begins in earnest. And all of this with live music, hors d'oeuvres from Scratch Catering. There'll be wine and beer and soft drinks, plus homemade desserts and truly notable lists of items. Krista McGaugh, I want to say thank you for this work you've been doing for a very long time here and making our world a more beautiful place.
Absolutely. Thank you for what you do, Nikki. I appreciate it.
You bet. And we get everybody to come out to the Tecumseh Land Trust auction, and we've paved a little bit more road for this great, great greening initiative. TecumsehLandTrust.org for more information, links to tickets. The early bird price expires tomorrow at midnight, so if you're thinking of going, save yourself some dollars that way and then spend them at the auction.
Hey, yeah.
Thanks, Krista. Always a delight. Thank you so much. And we'll have tickets after the 1 o'clock news, and thank you for that,
too. Great, sure.